This morning, Rino telephoned. I thought he wanted money again, and I was ready to say no. But that was not the reason for the phone call. His mother was gone.
Since when? Since 2 weeks ago.
And you're calling me now? My tone must have seemed hostile. Even though I wasn't angry or offended, there was just a touch of sarcasm. He tried to respond, but he did so in an awkward, muddled way, half in dialect, half in Italian. He said he was sure that his mother was wandering around Naples as usual.
Even at night? You know how she is.
I do, but does 2 weeks of absence seem normal?
Yes, you haven't seen her for a while, Elena. She's gotten worse. She's never sleepy. She comes in, goes out, does what she likes.
Anyway, in the end he had started to get worried. He had asked everyone, made the rounds of the hospitals. He had even gone to the police. Nothing. His mother wasn't anywhere. What a good son. A large man, 40 years old, who hadn't worked in his life. I could imagine how carefully he had done his searching. Not at all. He had no brain, and in his heart he had only himself.
She is not with you? He asked suddenly.
His mother. Here in Turin. He knew the situation perfectly well. He was speaking only to speak. Yes, he liked to travel. He had come to my house at least a dozen times without being invited. His mother, whom I would have welcomed with pleasure, had never left Naples in our life. I answered, "No, she's not with me."
"You're sure?"
"Rino, please, I told you she's not here."
"Then where has she gone?"
He began to cry, and I let him act out his desperation. Sobs that began fake and became real. When he stopped, I said, "Please, for once, behave as she would like. Don't look for her."
"What do you mean?"
"Just what I said. It's pointless. Learn to stand on your own 2 feet and don't call me again either." I hung up. Rino's mother is named Raffaella Cerullo, but everyone has always called her Lina. Not me. I've never used either her first name or her last. To me, for more than 60 years, she's been Lila. If I were to call her Lina or Raffaella, suddenly like that, she would think our friendship was over. It's been at least 3 decades since she told me that she wanted to disappear without a trace, and I'm the only one who knows what she means.